AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Dozens of protesters remain in the streets of Chicago as they continue to demand more action following the release of a video which shows a black teenager being shot and killed by a white officer. Community activist William Calloway wants the head of the police force to step down.
Gary McCarthy has to go. He is part of the problem. We need a culture change in the Chicago Police Department, and that's what we are demanding. And they will see more massive demonstration if we don't see that culture change.
A protest is planned in a key shopping area in downtown Chicago on Black Friday. In Minneapolis, hundreds of people filled a church Wednesday for the funeral of a black man who was killed by police there. As millions of people travel for the Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama is trying to reassure Americans about terrorist threats.
The president says anxiety is understandable.
Watching the events in Paris made the threat feel closer to home.
But he tells reporters right now there's no specific credible threat to the homeland. So he says Americans should not be afraid to head for holiday events with friends and family. Still, he says it's worth being vigilant.
If you see something suspicious, say something. That's always helpful.
Obama says terrorism is a troubling reality of the age, but one that America's post-9/11 homeland security apparatus is equipped to prevent. Mark Smith at the White House.
This holiday will be cold and dark for thousands of people in the Pacific Northwest. Power is still out a week after a destructive windstorm. Avista Utility spokeswoman Debbie Simock in Spokane says fixing power lines has been difficult.
Crews are having to hand carry and poles into the backyards of customers and dig the holes by hand, and in some cases having to use jackhammers to cut through basalt rock in order to be able to replace utility poles.
This is AP Radio News. A mother who left her newborn baby in a Christmas manger at a New York City church will not be prosecuted. That baby was found after a custodian at the church returned from a lunch break on Monday. Western Mexico is bracing for the possible effects of Hurricane Sandra. It's the strongest hurricane in the eastern Pacific for this late in the year. The storm is centered about 550 miles southwest of Manzanillo, Mexico. A traditional Thanksgiving pardon at the White House on Wednesday as President Obama spared a turkey from the holiday table.
I confess that honest looks like good eating, but this is a democracy. Abe is now a free bird. He is TOTUS, the turkey of the United States.
Two turkeys named Honest and Abe were actually pardoned and will be spending their remaining days living it up on a farm in Virginia. They were named by school children who submitted their ideas to the White House. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.